We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
All across the Mountain State, this is MSN, the Mountaineer Sports Network. Welcome to the Neil Brown Press Conference Show, presented by Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration, the official restoration company of the West Virginia University Mountaineers. Today's show is also brought to you by Farmer Klein & Campbell, West Virginia's injury lawyers, CEC, Civil and Environmental Consultants, hiring West Virginians to do West Virginia's work, CECinc.com, that's CECinc.com. In addition to Coach Brown's weekly comments, we'll hear from West Virginia assistant coaches and key Mountaineer players. Now, let's talk Mountaineer football alongside the Wolfman Dale Wolfley. Here's your host, Dan Zangrilli.
And a pleasant good afternoon to you, Mountaineer Nation. Thanks for being with us. It is Texas week after Kansas State week was oh so sweet for the old gold and blue. West Virginia is 4-2, 3-2 in league play, and they're heading to the capital city in the Lone Star State to take on the Longhorns, who have an identical record, 4-2, 3-2, after their thrilling and somewhat controversial overtime victory over the Oklahoma State Cowboys. West Virginia, of course, just absolutely thrashing the number 16 team in the country, the Wildcats no longer ranked, because West Virginia put a hurting on them by 17 points. And the Mountaineers, Dale Wolfley, they are now receiving votes in the top 25. And really, when you look at the Big 12 standings, they're all jumbled up in a mess. West Virginia and Texas shaping up to be just a massively important ball game Saturday at noon. It'll be nationally televised on ABC. You have a seat at the table as far as the Big 12 is concerned. It's topsy-turvy, yes, and West Virginia is right in the thick of things thanks to Saturday's just absolutely dominating performance over KSU.
Saturday was a dominating performance, and it's been a long, long time since I've seen all three phases of the Mountaineers take over a game and shut down a very, very, very good team who are pretty good in all three phases, and especially fantastic in one. And when you look at it, Danny, in the Big 12, what you're talking about parity. You're seeing a lot of parity in the Big 12, and it's wide open for the Mountaineers. I don't care. All you got to do is go ahead and keep winning, and you take care of your own business, and you'll be in the action sometime later on. But again, you got to go back to what? It's one game at a time. This is huge, in my opinion, because the Mountaineers, how will they handle the success from beating a ranked team, Kansas State, obviously? Because when you go ahead and you do that, Danny, you don't know what they're going to do, because what's happened in the past. They had a little bit of success. Remember when they were number one defense?
Sure.
And they went against Texas Tech, and they didn't come out and do exactly what they need to do?
Yeah. Well, West Virginia is a top five defense right now. They're also a top 20 offense when you look at the rankings. Quite remarkable, as a matter of fact. And they've had an inordinate amount of success going to DKR Stadium in Austin. We head back to Austin for the first time since the epic Will Grier game. West Virginia is 4-1 lifetime in Austin. So the only thing that's better than a top 25 victory is a top 25 victory on the road, and a 22nd in the country. The Longhorns provide West Virginia that opportunity if they could go to Texas once again and topple them. So what's it going to take? We'll all get into that this week and coming up this hour. Jeff Castile will stop by, as will Travis Trickett. But directly ahead, it's the head coach of the Mountaineers, Neil Brown, will take to the podium to recap KSU and also take a look ahead at what West Virginia has to deal with the Texas Longhorns. It's the Neil Brown Press Conference Show on radio and TV, simulcast across MSN, the Mountaineer Sports Network, and all presented by Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration.
When the unexpected happens, it's good to know you can count on the certified professional restorers at Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration. Whether it's fire, smoke, flood, or storm that damages your home or business, you can rest assured that we have helped thousands of families just like yours. With the right people, equipment, and expertise, we are ready to respond 24 hours a day to get you quickly back on your feet.
I'm Neil Brown. When disaster strikes your home or business, tell your insurance provider you prefer the restoration company the Mountaineers call. Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration.
Civil and Environmental Consultants, or CEC, is an employee-owned engineering and environmental consulting firm. At CEC, people come first, whether that's our clients, our employees, or our fellow citizens. It's why we listen intently and work harder to learn our clients' business. It's why we prioritize the career development of every individual on our team, and it's why we're invested in the success of our local communities. People are why we do what we love and love what we do. CEC, West Virginians doing West Virginia's work. Visit CECinc.com for more. That's CECinc.com.
You're listening to the Neil Brown Press Conference Show, presented by Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration, the official restoration company of the Mountaineers. Now, it's time to hear from Coach Brown.
Coach Brown, in just a moment, Dan Zangrilli, Dale Wolfley back here in our network TV booth at the stadium as West Virginia, enjoying the fruits of just a soup to nuts great performance, the best I think we could say by far and away in Neil Brown's tenure here in his year and a half. And really, when you match up Saturday's victory, Wolf, up against the all-time top 25 victories that West Virginia has had, it ranks right up there among the best. So I'll ask you to pick one particular item that stood out. We were discussing it on our radio post-game show. West Virginia won every single quarter in every facet of the game on Saturday.
Yeah.
If there's one area that really just jumped off the page and stands alone, and I'm not sure one does, that's why I ask you the difficult question and make you have to answer it, because I can't answer it.
Well, my answer is this. Simply, it's physicality. Mm. All three phases, they went out there, and man for man, they said, you know what, K-State, we're going to kick your can. Mm-hmm. That's what they did. Physicality, Danny. I'm telling you, the Mountaineers went out there with that. Not so much did they do that at Texas Tech. There's a difference. Now you can see the difference of what this team, where they could be when they were just a play short, inches short. But now you see when they weren't short. Mm-hmm. They went in there, and they took over the game. And they said, not today, Wildcat. Not today.
So, was there a position group or facet in the game that took a big step forward that we've maybe been waiting for? You know, still plenty of questions as we're in the process of our climb here, Wolf, that, you know, we're looking for boxes to continually be checked every single week. Which was it, the physicality box that got checked, or maybe was it a position group that really just had a big day on Saturday that assisted in that 37-10 victory over Kansas State? As we continue the breakdown of that, I'm curious as to where the growth and the progress was in maybe some position groups.
Right. Well, let's go ahead and take a look first at the offensive line, because we'll go offensively. When I went back and I looked at that film, Dan, it was really amazing. I did not see that here in the actual game day. I did not catch it in my eye of the actual how that offensive line was grinding. And let's add tight ends in that, and let's add the perimeters of the wide receivers. in the perimeter blocking because they did. You don't have explosive plays like Alex Singfield had running the ball on two occasions without the wide receivers downfield making blocks on the defensive secondary. You don't get that physicality going when the offensive line is there pounding. When I saw Michael Laughlin go ahead and take it to the linebacker, and just it's 3 yards and a cloud of dust when you're blocking there, and it's two slamming. It really was something else to watch and review. It was great.
And Travis Trickett will be able to shed more light onto that when we talk to him a little bit later on in the program. Plus, Jeff Castile will be stopping by a little bit later. But I do believe that Neil Brown is stepping to the podium right now. And let's go ahead and check in with the head coach of the Mountaineers.
Hi, Coach. If you just want to start us off with the opening statement.
Yeah. Good afternoon. Thanks for being on. Happy Election Day. Hope everyone has done their patriotic duty and voted. If you haven't, I encourage you to get out and do it. Big win for us on Saturday over a quality Kansas State team, a team that I have a lot of respect for. Well coached. Coach Klieman and his staff did a really good job. And I appreciate all the fans. I said this after the game. Appreciate everyone who came out and supported us. And look forward to getting back here in a couple of weeks, and hopefully we'll have a good showing when we host TCU. The win and celebrating Halloween with the family made for a good Saturday. Quick recap, kind of go through the good and the bad of the game on Saturday. I thought special teams, start with the negatives first. I think we got hit with one long kickoff return. I thought overall our kickoff coverage was pretty good. I think their average starting position was on 23, but they got out to the 49 on one of them, and we can't allow that to happen. And then we got to punt the ball better. We only punted twice, which is a positive, but we got to get more hang time, give us a better opportunity to get down there. On the positive side, we made two field goals. Thought Casey Legg was ready when his number was called, and he stepped up and made some kicks, especially the one in, you know, the 45-yarder in the second half was encouraging. Our punt coverage continues to be a bright spot. And I thought we got really good surge on the field goal that they missed. Defensively, I thought the negatives, really two drives, a couple explosive plays there on the second drive of the game where they came down, and we ended up having a really nice goal line stand, made them kick a field goal, which was a huge momentum piece in the game. Then I thought we just lost focus, had undisciplined with our eyes there on the big play on the touchdown drive right before half. A lot of positives on defense. I think how we play, effort and physicality. I talked about it after the game. I stand by that. We had three takeaways, very good versus the run. And our pass defense was the best that we've played all year, and that's encouraging. You know, offensively, negatives, not taking advantage of the two turnovers. That's going to be a point of emphasis. We did a better job against Tech, then came back here and didn't do as good a job. And then the goal line series where I think we had it maybe first or second and goal on the one. We get a penalty and end up having to kick a field goal. Positives, I thought we controlled the clock. Very good on third down. Several explosive plays, big plays in the run and the pass game. And then we established a running game. We were able to run the clock, run the ball out in the second half. So that was encouraging. Talking about the award winners from the week, Tony Fields, first of all, coming off 15 tackles on Saturday. Congrats to him. Big 12, newcomer of the week. Our in-house awards, our offensive lineman of the week, Zach Frazier, played center and left guard in the game, played every snap, most productive, and highest percentage graded out offensive lineman. Special teams, I thought we had some really good individual performances on special teams. X-Ray Lowe played well, but the guy that won the award was Dante Bonamico. He recovered a drop punt. He had a tackle and two assists on kickoff, and he starts on all four units and does a really nice job. Defensive player of the week, had a couple, I thought, guys that we talked about, Tony already. Tyke Smith has been extremely consistent for us. And then Dre Miller played his best football game of the year, had five pass breakups. But the defense player of the week was Sean Mahone, 7 tackles, an interception, 2 tackles on kickoff, and then a tackle on punt. And so I thought he played at extremely high level. I thought it was best game of the year. Offensively, thought Letty continues to be really our most productive player offensively. Bryce had a nice day going over 100 yards, but the offensive player of the week chosen by the staff was Jarrett Dagey, third consecutive 300-yard passing game. graded high on decision making, did a really nice job. Our blue collar award goes to Mike O'Loughlin, starts on our punch shield, starts on field goal protection. Thought he blocked really well in the run game, and then was productive on a couple receptions. Juice, guy that does the best job on sidelines, JP Hadley. And I thought our sideline was really, really good, which has been important during these, low attendance games. Scout team players of the week, which I think these are important. These are the guys that really get the first teamers ready to play. And they're guys that I think have futures here. On special teams this week, it was Devel Washington. And he's a young guy, a freshman in our program that continues to grow and continues to mature. He's going to be a really good player here. Defensively, Sean Martin was scout team player of the week. He actually got in and started on our punt return, punt block team this week. But he did a nice job getting us ready for the Hubert kid at Kansas State. And then offensive lineman Jaquay Hubbard, who had a nice week, and he's continuing to get more comfortable here. But kind of wrapping up, that was a great win. And we'll move on. We'll move on to and I thought it was a three-phase win, which is important. But move on to Texas, kind of going to Austin this week, as you know. Face a Texas team that's coming off a huge overtime win over whichever poll you look at, number five or number six ranked Oklahoma State. Extremely talented team, maybe the most talented in our league, that usually plays their best football at home. You know, I think if you look since Coach Herman's been there, they've played really well at home. Kind of preview on them, they've got a dangerous returner in Jameson. Two kickoff returns for touchdowns. One of them got called back, but he still took it to the house, the way I look at it. And three in his career. Very good punt returner as well. Does a great job having a vertical mentality in the punt return game. Their punter, Australian, very talented, been there for 3 years, as good as anybody in the country at what he does. And Dicker, their kicker there, he's great on kickoffs. I mean, high percentage of touchbacks, which is a weapon. And then he's been consistent throughout his whole career, really kicking field goals. Offensively, they're spread up tempo, one of the top offenses in the Big 12 and really overall in the country. They're led by their quarterback, man. Ellinger is a winner. I loved watching him play. I loved watching him compete. And I think they take on his demeanor when they're playing well. He's definitely their leader, and he's a dual threat. And I think he's really improved as a passer, deep and talented at wide out. It's probably going to be our biggest challenge that we've had this year at that position. And their O-line is really solid. They're big, they're long. They do a good job in what they ask them to do. And they've got a deep backfield there. I know one of them may be out, but they're kind of by committee, and they've got three really, really talented guys back there. Defensively, four down system. They've created takeaways and negative plays really in every game. But definitely against Oklahoma State. And, you know, the negative plays they created against one of the better teams in the country, that was impressive. I think it starts with 46 Osai. I think he's special, probably as good as a defender as there is in our league. His stats are off the charts, but then he really jumps out. He's got great ball get off. He's long. He's an early round draft pick for sure. And he's disruptive, and we got to know where he's at. They're huge on the interior of their defensive line, you know, as big as we're going to face all year. And then Stearns, who's been there, seems like for a long time. I think he's special in the back end, and a lot of team speed. That's the thing. You always know that when you play Texas, if you look at the recruiting rankings and the guys they've been able to recruit, you know, there's a lot of team speed there. So huge challenge for our team this week. We're looking forward to putting together some consistency. That's our goal. And with that, I'll open up to questions.
Go ahead, Greg Hunter.
So, Neil, you talked about explosive plays and the improvement in that area after Kansas State. Is that something that's just organic, or is it something you can generate through calls? How do explosive plays come about?
Both. You're both. A lot of them, you know, if you look at them, Greg, like our explosive plays, there was a couple that we were able to maybe schematically have a say in, but a lot of them are just winning one-on-ones. Like, for instance, you look at Bryce, it was a third down. We like that call on third down. But he won, it was man to man. He won. Daggy made a great throw, caught him in stride. And then he was able to, you know, he's got good long speed and he was able to run away from a couple people. But I think it's a mixture. It's a lot of times it's winning one-on-ones. Sometimes schematically you see some things you can take advantage of. But I would say more oftentimes than not, it's individual players winning one-on-one matchups.
Ethan Buck.
Hey, Coach. This isn't really football related, but did you get a chance to speak with your guys about the importance of today's election and the impact of voting? And what did you tell them?
Yeah, we spent a lot of time on it, actually, going back to the summer and through some of the social justice things that we were doing. We've got a really inclusion committee within our program that every Tuesday for about 6 or 8 weeks there in a row, we talked, and voting was the topic on a couple different times, not only talking about the importance of voting, talking about the history of voting throughout our country's time, but then also educating them on the local ballot and not just the presidential election, but other pivotal pivotal elections that were happening here in our state and in Mon County.
Mike Kizaza.
Hey, how's it going?
Mike, I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. I have a question for you about your the way you guys are racking up plays on offense without a ton of tempo, a little bit last week, but really not, you know, warp speed stuff. And then the differential between your plays and the opponent's plays is pretty significant. I don't know if that's any type of goal, but it seems like a formula that maybe matches with the way you're wanting to play. Is that accurate enough?
Yeah, I think that's fair. I think that's it's good research by you too. We've been able to get a lot of first downs, and we've been good on defense on third down. I think that's the kind of formula we have. There's been a couple games where we really stepped on the gas as far as pushing the tempo, but we haven't done that consistently. So I think that's what it is, made first downs and being able to get off the field defensively. And running the football is a key to that as well.
John Antonik.
Sam Ehlinger got a huge sample size of him, but he's had obviously a lot of success. Is he more dangerous when he gets out of the pocket with his feet?
You know, I think both. Early in his career, I think, John, that's probably a fair assessment. I don't think so anymore. I think he's gotten where he's really comfortable in the pocket, and he gets the ball out on time. His accuracy has really improved. He is a capable runner. Without question, and they do, and they will run him, and he does a good job when plays break down. But you know, I think he's plenty efficient in the pocket too.
Kirk Bowles.
Hey Neil, I was curious with you developing the running game so much better this year than last year and playing good defense. Are y'all going to kind of be the square peg in the round hole in the Big 12? And have you been officially kicked out of the Air Raid Club yet?
Nah. If you look at it, I think a lot of people, we've thrown 300 yards 3 weeks, you know what I mean? Our passing is not bad. I think we're in top maybe 20, 25 in the country. I think if you look, throughout, everybody's kind of out of that tree, or our kind of roots go back to the Air Raid. I think most people have gone and really tried to establish a run game, and for if not another reason, just to give your defense a fighting chance through spring ball and during preseason camp and then during the season. And that's probably as big a reason why, you know, going back to Troy, that we started doing that is for our defense as much as our offense. Now, I think the league's changed a little bit, and I think everything kind of evolves. We've talked about this, Kirk, with our beat people here at West Virginia a lot about the Big 12, and there's been a lot of turnover at the head coaching position throughout the league, and the recruiting has really improved, in my opinion. And there's a lot of really good defensive minds here. You know, the Big 12 was such an innovative offensive conference for a long time, and it still is. There's some of the best offensive minds in college football. We'll go against one in Yardage this week. I mean, but there's still that piece here in the Big 12. But now I think you're seeing a lot of innovation on the defensive side, and I think that only continued to improve in the players. You know, talking about Osai. You know, if you look at Darius Steele's for us, you know, those are major talents that, impose their will on a game. And so I don't think that we're that much different than a lot of people in our league, honestly, that if you look at Kansas State, they played really good defense. Iowa State's played really good defense. You know, Texas has played really good defenses, really good defense at times this year. You know, they've already played some of the top offenses. So I think their numbers are a little bit different because of who they played. But there's, you know, TCU, Gary Patterson is as good a play caller as there is in the country. And so, and those are just, I'm just going off the top of my head, but I think there's some really good quality defense being played across the board here.
Skylar Callahan.
Hey, Neil, one guy that seemed to have really improved since last year is Micah Laughlin, both receiving and really blocking too. Just kind of talk about what he has meant to this offense and where do you see him kind of learning that tight end position since he played a lot of receiver in high school?
Well, I think this is his first year where he's actually had a fighting chance. You know, we talked about him, you know, he's 190 pounds when he signed. He came here towards ACL's first practice, the way I understand it, of his freshman fall camp. So he has to redshirt, comes back last year and kind of got forced into action and was really kind of fighting an uphill battle all year. And then now he's at a position with his body weight and his strength where he can compete week in and week out. And he's always had great ball skills. He's always been a guy that's good after the catch. So he continues to do that. And now he's doing a really good job in the run game and the pass protection aspects. And not only him, TJ Banks has given us quality snaps all year as well.
Michael Sussman.
Coach, after some really close games over the last decade or so between West Virginia and Texas, Texas has kind of become somewhat of an adopted rival in the Big 12. Have you sensed a little extra juice in the building this week? And is there anything extra that you do to get your guys motivated this week?
Yeah, I think that, I mean, we're excited to play Texas. I don't necessarily believe it's a rivalry game. You know, I think our natural rivalries are kind of in our geographic footprint. I don't think Texas is looking at West Virginia as a rivalry. It's a Big 12 conference game, which means it's important. And the way I look at it in football, it's different. You know, baseball, you play a lot of games. You know, basketball, you play a lot of games. Football, you usually play 12, maybe 13, 14, 15 at the most. This year we're playing 10. And you better be ready to go every game, you know, and that's kind of the way we look at it. Is there going to be extra juice because we're playing Texas? Not in my opinion, honestly. I mean, they're the next team, and we respect them. I got a ton of respect for Texas, the history of that program. I think it's a great experience for our guys to go to Austin and play in that stadium that has so much tradition. But I don't think it's a rivalry game, and I could be wrong. I don't think Texas probably looks at it as that either. It's just a Big 12 conference game that is vitally important for both teams who are, you know, trying to stay in the fight to get to Dallas.
Cody Nesper, go ahead.
Hey, Neil, I was just wondering if there was any sort of injury updates. Obviously, Evan announced he's out for the rest of the year. I think Chase left the game on Saturday, and then I don't think Vandarius played again.
Yeah, Chase left for like sorry, water went down. I promise you, all my tests are negative, so I feel like I got to say that every time I cough. But so Chase, he just went down for one play. He maybe two, but he played. And he's a little sore just because most offensive linemen are. But he's fine. He'll be ready to go this week. Vandarius he wasn't able to practice at full speed last week, so he couldn't play. I think it's too early in the week to decide on him for this week. The guys playing in his position are playing well, Tonkrie and Bartlett. And then Evan, unfortunately, he's out for the year. He'll have surgery next week.
We'll take these last two questions. Go ahead, Mike.
All right, I have two. Neil, one's another stat one that's kind of strange, but Tony's tackle total is really good, but he's about 2-1. And assist the solo tackles. I don't know what that says about him and the way you guys are flying around on defense. And then secondly, is there a danger almost in getting the lead on Ellinger and the way he shifts into how he plays offense and almost freelances within the script a little bit?
Yeah, they've been a group that plays really, really well from behind. And I think that just speaks to his He's calm. You think about how many games he's played throughout his career, how many close games have came down to the wire. I mean, just think about it. I mean, Oklahoma and Oklahoma State, they go into overtime, and he's played his best in the fourth quarter. I guess they've had three overtime games. I'm sorry, Texas Tech, Oklahoma, and Oklahoma State. And he's really brought him back in the fourth quarter. And I just think, first of all, he's talented. I don't know him other than meeting him a couple times. He's a guy that just comes off to me as a winner. He's got some mental toughness about him. I think he's got some charisma, leadership, where guys follow him. And when you have that type of personality combined with the talent he has, guys are going to follow him. And he's been able to step up in those crunch time moments and make plays. So that's kind of the way I see it. As far as the solo and assisted tackles, I really probably don't have a good answer for you. I know this, we put a huge emphasis on running to the football and playing with great effort. And I think we're doing that for the most part. And so that may be a reason behind some of the assist. I'm not sure, but I don't have probably a great answer on that.
Back to Greg.
Neil, you mentioned injuries earlier. Your tackle situation in terms of depth, I know John Hughes didn't play, three quarters because of injury. Junior sounds like he's out. You got a walk-on listed in your two deep at tackle. So what's your depth situation at tackle now?
Yeah, so John left the game. It's early. John Hughes left the game early in the first quarter. He practiced yesterday. I think he'll be available for the game. Bryson Mays finished, did a good job. Nick Malone he's in our two deep and probably would have been regardless if anybody left or not. He's done a nice job. He continues to gain weight and gain strength. And but we don't. I mean, we've talked about this. Our depth on the offensive line is not what we need it to be, not what we want it to be. I think we've got some guys in our program that are making significant progress. And we've got guys committed to us, and it's a process. The offensive line is the hardest thing when you're building a program. It's the hardest position to recruit. I say that all the time and I mean it. And, I think we're probably 2 years away from depth wise where we want it to be. I do think that we're much improved. Overall, we don't have somebody that's playing at the level of McKibbitt's last year individually, but I think as a whole, that unit is much improved. And that's a credit to the work that they've done. It's credit to Chase Barrett really being a good leader up front, and then Matt Moore doing a nice job of really teaching and coaching that group.
Okay, Coach, thank you.
All right,
so there's Neil Brown, his press conference wrapping up here seconds ago. Evan Staley is out for the year. He'll have surgery next week with the left knee injury. And also Chase Barrett, good to go. John Hughes, good to go. So some bumps and bruises on the offensive line. Doesn't appear as if that's going to hamper West Virginia at all. Vandarius Cowan, of course, to be determined. Overall, a lot of positive news to review with head coach Neil Brown, and we'll continue doing that with a couple of assistant coaches here on the Neil Brown Press Conference Show. Directly ahead, Jeff Castile will discuss the Big 12 newcomer of the week with his 15 tackles, Tony Fields. So stand by, that's straight ahead. Plus, we'll connect with Travis Trickett, Michael Laughlin, a lot of questions asked about the West Virginia tight end, and of course, Coach discussing TJ Banks as well. Big day for the tight ends against the Kansas State Wildcats. It's Texas Week now. We turn our attention to the 22nd ranked Longhorns, and we continue on our coverage of the Neil Brown Press Conference Show, all presented by Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration here on MSN, the Mountaineer Sports Network.
When the unexpected happens, it's good to know you can count on the certified professional restorers at Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration. Whether it's fire, smoke, flood, or storm that damages your home or business, you can rest assured that we have helped thousands of families just like yours. With the right people, equipment, and expertise, we are ready to respond 24 hours a day to get you quickly back on your feet.
I'm Neil Brown. When disaster strikes your home or business, tell your insurance provider you prefer the restoration company the Mountaineers call. Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration.
Have you been injured in a wreck? You shouldn't have to worry about fighting the insurance company, and it shouldn't cost you a dime. Call attorneys Farmer, Klein, and Campbell, 800-687-5990. We help fellow West Virginians. Ask around. We've probably helped a friend, neighbor, or even a family member. We never ask you for money, and we don't get paid unless you do. Injured in a wreck? Call a law firm you know. 800-687-5990. Attorneys Farmer, Klein, and Campbell. Around here, you matter.
We'll be back after these messages from your local station. This is MSN, the Mountaineer Sports Network.
Civil and Environmental Consultants, or CEC, is an employee-owned engineering and environmental consulting firm. At CEC, people come first, whether that's our clients, our employees, or our fellow citizens. It's why we listen intently and work harder to learn our clients' business. It's why we prioritize the career development of every individual on our team, and it's why we're invested in the success of our local communities. People are why we do what we love and love what we do. CEC, West Virginians doing West Virginia's work. Visit CECinc.com for more. That's CECinc.com.
At Encova Insurance, we encircle you with insurance solutions you can trust. We provide coverage to protect what you care about. Business insurance, including workers' compensation, auto, home, and life insurance. What makes us unique? Our superior financial strength, smart technology, a one-stop shop for custom-tailored solutions. Encova 360, our approach to workers' compensation and local decision-making. We are Encova Insurance. Visit Encova.com for more information.
Trust the climb. West Virginia football is on the rise under Coach Neil Brown.
Ellinger pressure. Stills got him down. He sacked him. Here he is. Stills sacks Sam Ellinger.
Join us as we do battle against the Big 12 at Mountaineer Field in Milan Pushkar Stadium.
Deshaun Bill has a wide open receiver. The ball is caught into the end zone. Touchdown!
Tickets for the 2020 season are on sale now at WVUGame.com or by calling 1-800-WVUGAME.
Join the climb today.
Welcome back to the Neil Brown Press Conference Show, presented by Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration. You've heard from the head coach. Now let's hear from a West Virginia assistant coach. Once again, here's Dan Zangrilli.
And thanks for being with us. This segment is brought to you by Farmer, Klein, and Campbell. They are West Virginia's injury lawyers. Dan and Dale with you here. Glad to have you along. We just heard from Neil. We'll hear from Travis a little bit later on. First name basis for everybody here today. Jeff Castile is going, sounds like he's going far higher than the speed limit right now wherever he is. Coach Castile, it sounds like we got you in the car. How are you?
Yes, I am right now. In fact, I'm on my way back down to the office. I'm doing well, fellas.
Well, you're doing even better after you watch Tony Fields fly around like he did on Saturday, and he gets the Big 12 Newcomer of the Week honors. If you can, articulate what he's meant to this West Virginia defense, and from where you sit as the position coach here, what he's meant to that meeting room.
Well, Tony is number one, is just a great kid. He brings a lot of energy and enthusiasm to the game, and it's contagious. I don't personally have to. I don't have Tony in my room, but he's a guy that is a ball hawk on the football field. He doesn't. He's got a great motor. He is a hitter. And from my experience, he reminds me of a kid that we had in Ryan Mundy that came in as a transfer and made a big difference in our defense back in 2010 or whatever year that was back then. But Tony is if we didn't have Tony right now, we probably wouldn't be having some of the success that we're having.
Yeah, absolutely, Cass. Now, listen, you got a terrific freshman in Jared Bartlett. You have Tonk there, a West Virginia boy. I know you love that about him. And then you also have Andarius Cowan, who Coach just said is still to be determined for this week. How's that band of position going for you, and what do you see? I mean, I really am enjoying Jared Bartlett, watching him grow each week.
Yeah, Jared is a young guy who is still really learning the game. He only started playing football as a sophomore in high school and as a redshirt freshman. And he's continued to learn the game, but he's got a lot of tools. He can run. He's quick. He's got good size. He's strong. and he's learning the game and getting better each week. I think that the big thing with Jared is learning about how to prepare, and he's doing a really good job up to this point with that. Tonk is a he's a guy that moved into the room from the mic position when VD got banged up. So and Tonk is solid as they come, and I was really happy to see him. It was like Christmas on Halloween for him, getting that that pick six. But I tell you what, he is one of the most selfless guy we have on our football team, and the kids absolutely love him as a teammate, and he's doing a good job. He is solid. You can depend on Tonk to do anything for us. And VD has been banged up since the Oklahoma State game, so we're still waiting to see what will happen and how healthy he'll get.
Jeff Castile is with us here on the Neil Brown Press Conference Show. Our coverage of Texas here, getting you started on Longhorns Week, continues. So you pop in the film. Jeff, you look at Sam Ehlinger. What is your initial reaction, and what are the challenges from the position that you coach and the lens that you're looking at this week from? What are the biggest challenges there that Ehlinger poses for you?
Well, number one, he's the guy that makes them go. He is he's really a great football player, and you can tell that he's he's tough, he's gritty. He has a will to win, and the thing with him, he can hurt you throwing the football. He's not going to be careless with the ball, but and his feet, he can beat you throwing the ball and also running the ball. And I think that we have to do a really good job of making sure we condense the pocket on him and keep him to where he doesn't get loose on us. But he's going to be able to run the football. They like to run him down in the red zone and short yardage situations. And there's no question, you turn the film on, he's the guy that makes them go.
Yeah. Hey, Coach, now listen, we were on the same staff, and I know what you're about, and you're the previous defensive coordinator here, but you're now in the booth, and what do you like to look at and see? Because what I said, man, there's just so much experience up there in the booth that you get to see the whole field, and you can help out the DCs.
Well, with that, my job, I'm just trying to help any way I can, and, I'm trying to ID protections and blocking schemes, and obviously personnel, and then also make sure that we're getting lined up correctly and playing things the way we should. But so that's been it's been good. I enjoy it, and it's a little different than being down on the field, but I really really enjoy it. And plus, once the weather changes here, it's always 70 degrees up in the press box, so I don't have to worry about that.
I love it. Well, down in Austin, who knows what the weather is going to be like come Saturday. Certainly a little warmer than it probably is going to be back here. And we're hoping for those warm and fuzzy feelings that we usually get down at DKR Stadium. So a pretty good track record there, Jeff. And I know you'll be doing your best to ensure that track record stays intact. We appreciate the time. Thanks for joining us. And all the best here this week in advance of Texas.
All right, guys. Thanks. Appreciate it.
All right. That's Jeff Castile, the great Jeff Castile. Boy, what a contributor he's been this year.
Dang.
Defense is top five overall in the country right now at number four.
A lot of experience is looking down that field, helping out the defensive coordinator.
Yeah.
I'm telling you right now, that is a great addition to our staff.
You don't think that's making a difference, just the little nuances, and especially when you get into some of these hostile environments. Great to have somebody that's steady at the wheel with that assistance here, helping Coach Adai and Leslie. Well, we'll go to the offensive side of the ball when we return. Travis Trickett on the heels of a absolutely monster afternoon for the West Virginia tight ends. The emergence and the progression of O'Loughlin and Banks. We'll discuss that with Trickett coming up next here on the Mountaineer Sports Network's coverage of Neil Brown's Tuesday press conference here on MSN.
When the unexpected happens, it's good to know you can count on the certified professional restorers at Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration. Whether it's fire, smoke, flood, or storm that damages your home or business, you can rest assured that we have helped thousands of families just like yours. With the right people, equipment, and expertise, we are ready to respond 24 hours a day to get you quickly back on your feet.
I'm Neil Brown. When disaster strikes your home or business, tell your insurance provider you prefer the restoration company the Mountaineers call. Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration.
Civil and Environmental Consultants, or CEC, is an employee-owned engineering and environmental consulting firm. At CEC, people come first, whether that's our clients, our employees, or our fellow citizens. It's why we listen intently and work harder to learn our clients' business. It's why we prioritize the career development of every individual on our team, and it's why we're invested in the success of our local communities. People are why we do what we love and love what we do. CEC, West Virginians doing West Virginia's work. Visit CECinc.com for more. That's CECinc.com.
We'll be back after these messages from your local station. This is MSN, the Mountaineer Sports Network.
Injured in a car wreck? The last thing you should worry about is how much it's going to cost you to fight the insurance company. Call 800-687-5990. Attorneys Farmer, Klein, and Campbell. It costs you nothing out of pocket, and we don't get paid unless you do. We know about the money the insurance companies won't tell you about. We could get you more. Injured in a car wreck? It costs you nothing out of pocket. Nothing. Call Attorneys Farmer, Klein, and Campbell. 800-687-5990. Around here, you matter.
Trust the climb. West Virginia football is on the rise under Coach Neil Brown.
Ellinger, pressure, Stills, got him down! He sacked him! Darius Stills sacks Sam Ellinger!
Join us as we do battle against the Big 12 at Mountaineer Field and Milan Pushcar Stadium.
Deshaun Bill has a wide open receiver. The ball is caught into the end zone. Touchdown!
Tickets for the 2020 season are on sale now at WVUGame.com or by calling 1-800-WVUGAME.
Join the climb today.
Today tastes like game day at home, like assigned couch seating. Tastes like coffee table dining and an ice-cold Coke to cool down the heat. It tastes like the game you've waited for all week with friends you've known your whole life. Today tastes like watching football is supposed to, and it never tasted this good. Coca-Cola, together tastes better.
Throughout the state of West Virginia, you're listening to the Neil Brown Press Conference Show, presented by Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration on MSN, the Mountaineer Sports Network. Alongside Dale Wolfley, here's your host, Dan Zangrilli.
Thanks for being with us, everyone. Coverage of Neil's Presser is presented to you by Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration, and we're happy to be joined on the telephone right now by Coach Travis Trickett. This segment presented by our friends at CEC, Civil and Environmental Consultants. They hire West Virginians to do West Virginia's work. I won't get that right for sure. And I'll tell you, the tight ends, they got it right on Saturday in the big victory over Kansas State. Michael Laughlin, TJ Banks, they were really interesting. In not only pre-snap Wolf, which is important, we're going to talk to Travis Trickett about that, but directly in the perimeter blocking as well. And you noticed as you look back at the film, particularly O'Laughlin, they're starting to embrace that contact and really truly realize their impact in this offense and wrap their arms around what comes with the job description of being a tight end, because honestly both of those guys were a work in progress, literally and figuratively.
Their impact in the blocking scheme is improving this running game for the Mountaineers.
Yep. Well, Travis Trickett is on the phone, and he's our guest. Coach, thanks for being with us. A lot to talk about in a short period of time, but I first want to ask you about the role of both Banks and O'Laughlin at times pre-snap, what that was able to do, and how it sort of was constantly allowing those Wildcat defenders to have their feet moving pre-snap, which really seemed to give them a lot of trouble. What went into that, and why was that important?
Well, it goes back to, first off, good afternoon, guys. It goes back to Coach Brown's mentality for the game plan. You know, Kansas State has been a defense that's been really good. but they're really good at diagnosing what the formation is, knowing they've been really well coached and prepared on, all right, out of this set, these are what this team likes to do, and this is their tendencies, and here's probably how it's going to fit based off these plays. And we wanted to make sure that we kind of put as much smoke and mirrors from, I guess, as you say, as you can. And our position has a lot to do with that. I mean, you can move receivers, but this position, tight end position, is the one that is the ones that creates extra gaps or is mm-hmm. the extra back in the fit. So when you move us around along with some of the receivers and the running backs, it's just a little bit of extra that they got to look at right before you snap that ball. So hopefully they're having that half second pause or that little hesitation before they can really see what you're trying to do. And Coach Brown and Coach Parker put together a great game plan, and our guys went out there and executed it.
Yeah, Coach, when we talk about the actual blocking, the physicality that they're distributing and showing, but what I really like is that they are moving their feet after their contact. After the initial contact, they're moving their feet, and they are driving defenders off the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, that's a big point. You know, this offseason, we haven't been able, you know, the one thing that the pandemic kind of allowed us to do from a standpoint of, you know, we didn't get to go out recruit. And we didn't get to go out and do some different things that we normally do, and they didn't get to train in the weight room. So there was a lot of Zoom meetings. So there was a lot of time of just self-evaluation of what we need to do as position better, some to make sure some focus. And they had to do it on their own at home, but there were some things like, all right, this is what we have to be better at. And a couple of things was our footwork, our feet through contact, things like that. And the guys have really taken to it. You know, that's the thing. Like, we want to be a blue-collar – we are a blue-collar program. We want to be known as being a blue-collar program, and this position really has to be part of that. You know, so we focused on it. We did it. You know, I think the guys have done a great job up to this point, but it's an every-week thing. You know, you are what you put on film. Your reputation is. And the guys the last couple of weeks have put on some physicality. They've contributed not only in the run game, but the pass game and the pass protection game. So when you're able to help that and help the guys up front and help Letty Brown and help Jared and then to be able to catch the ball and then do something with it afterwards, that really helps you be, you know, a threat to the offense. And that's our job. And that's what we want to do. And the guys have done a good job stepping up to the plate on that.
Travis Trickett is our guest. As it pertains to O'Loughlin in particular, maybe even more so than Banks, what type of success, Mike Joseph's success story, is Mike O'Loughlin? And he's just probably not even close to eclipsing what his potential is physically, let alone, you know, as he learns and develops at the position. I mean, this is a blank canvas here, is it not, Coach, that Mike Joseph has really done some terrific artistic work with, and it's really going to be fun to watch the evolution of him physically and then again to continue to master the craft.
Agreed. I think, you know, both guys, you know, Mike being a guy, Mike was more undersized when he had previously signed here than what TJ Banks was, but TJ was a guy that played both sides of the ball. Some of the guys recruited him on defense. So, mm-hmm. you know, they're both kind of blank canvases in that aspect because they're both having to play a position that they didn't really do a whole lot of in high school. But like with Mike having to put on the weight, it has been, but it, like the reason why he hasn't really scratched surface for either one, because I mean, everyone got robbed of this past year's off season. In the sense of not being able to train and whatnot. But even before that, like Mike, you know, was coming off knee surgery, you know, and then whether it's been a thing here, a thing there, you know, TJ Banks was coming along last fall camp and then had a hamstring that he was out for 2.5 weeks with, 3 weeks, I think, maybe even. So, you know, both mm-hmm. guys, you know, still have not been able to get that full year's worth of spring ball, summer training, you know, so a fall camp where it's just a full participation all the way through. So that's what I'm really excited about. You know, and we got a guy that's right now a true freshman, Charles Finley, who had played game one, who's a guy that's probably about 215 pounds right now. And when Mike Joseph does the same thing with him, like that's what West Virginia's always been. That's the kind of guys yeah. we got to recruit, those guys that, you know, year one, they're not where they need to be physically yet. But by year two and three, you look and say, where did they give this guy at?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
We pride
ourselves on, and we're going to continue to do that. And that's just been the history of the position at this school, too. So,
yeah,
but
and it's
we're excited.
No doubt, tons to be excited about as these guys emerge. And it sounds like really good news that there's a third that is on the horizon. Coach Travis Trickett, we really appreciate you joining us here on the Neil Brown Press Conference Show. Hey, folks, stand by. We'll be back in just a moment here on MSN.
When the unexpected happens, it's good to know you can count on the certified professional restorers at Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration. Whether it's fire, smoke, flood, or storm that damages your home or business, you can rest assured that we have helped thousands of families just like yours. With the right people, equipment, and expertise, we are ready to respond 24 hours a day to get you quickly back on your feet.
I'm Neil Brown. When disaster strikes your home or business, tell your insurance provider you prefer the restoration company the Mountaineers call. Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration.
Have you been injured in a wreck? You shouldn't have to worry about fighting the insurance company, and it shouldn't cost you a dime. Call attorneys Farmer, Klein, and Campbell, 800-687-5990. We help fellow West Virginians. Ask around. We've probably helped a friend, neighbor, or even a family member. We never ask you for money, and we don't get paid unless you do. Injured in a wreck? Call the law firm you know. 800-687-5990. Attorneys Farmer, Klein, and Campbell. Around here, you matter.
We'll be back after these messages from your local station. This is MSN, the Mountaineer Sports Network.
Civil and Environmental Consultants, or CEC, is an employee-owned engineering and environmental consulting firm. At CEC, people come first, whether that's our clients, our employees, or our fellow citizens. It's why we listen intently and work harder to learn our clients' business. It's why we prioritize the career development of every individual on our team, and it's why we're invested in the success of our local communities. People are why we do what we love and love what we do. CEC, West Virginians doing West Virginia's work. Visit CECinc.com for more. That's CECinc.com.
Morgantown's number one new home builder and the official home builder of WVU Athletics, Dan Ryan Builders, builds award-winning homes for Mountaineers and their fans. Make your first home or your last home a dream home by Dan Ryan Builders. Dan Ryan Builders and WVU, a winning combination. Let's go, Mountaineers. Visit DanRyanBuilders.com to learn more.
Dan Ryan Builders, better value, better living.
Trust the climb. West Virginia football is on the rise under Coach Neil Brown.
Ellinger pressured. Stills got him down. He sacked him. Darius Stills sacked Sam Ellinger.
Join us as we do battle against the Big 12 at Mountaineer Field and Milan Pushkar Stadium.
Deshaun Bill has a wide open receiver. The ball is caught into the end zone. Touchdown!
Tickets for the 2020 season are on sale now at WVUGame.com or by calling 1-800-WVU-GAME.
Join the climb today.
And welcome back. Thanks for being with us here. The Neil Brown Press Conference Show presented by Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration, the Wolfman alongside. Special thanks to all of our guests who were able to stop by. That includes Jeff Castile and just a moment ago, Travis Trickett. We heard Neil Brown in its entirety and Evan Staley, unfortunately, out for the year. That's the first news item. Then we have, John Hughes should be ready to go. He missed a good chunk of the game on Saturday against Kansas State. Yeah. Chase Barrett banged up a little bit, but he's good to go. Overall, a clean bill of health for the most part, and a big one in Austin on Saturday, Wolf.
Let's go, Mountaineers. Let's go down to Austin, and let's use that physicality that they used against K-State and put it on the Longhorns.
Yeah, West Virginia, top 20 in offense, top 5 in defense, 4-1 all-time at DKR Stadium. So things are starting to line up. West Virginia has a seat at the table. Both teams are 4-2, 3-2 in league play. And as we know, the standings in the Big 12 all over the place. So West Virginia is right there, which makes Saturday all the more important. We'll have coverage beginning at 8:30, bright and early, on MSN. But we'll also have the Mountaineer Insider Podcast plus Neil's show on Thursday evening at 6 o'clock. For our entire cast and crew, it's Dan Zangrilli on behalf of the Wolfman. Hail West Virginia. Let's go Mountaineers. This is MSN, the Mountaineer Sports Network.
When the unexpected happens, it's good to know you can count on the certified professional restorers at Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration. Whether it's fire, smoke, flood, or storm that damages your home or business, you can rest assured that we have helped thousands of families just like yours. With the right people, equipment, and expertise, we are ready to respond 24 hours a day to get you quickly back on your feet.
I'm Neil Brown. When disaster strikes your home or business, tell your insurance provider you prefer the restoration company the Mountaineers call. Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration.
We'll be back after these messages from your local station. This is MSN, the Mountaineer Sports Network.
Injured in a car wreck? The last thing you should worry about is how much it's going to cost you to fight the insurance company. Call 800-687-5990. Attorneys Farmer, Klein, and Campbell. It costs you nothing out of pocket, and we don't get paid unless you do. We know about the money the insurance companies won't tell you about. We could get you more. Injured in a car wreck? It costs you nothing out of pocket. Nothing. Call Attorneys Farmer, Klein, and Campbell. 800-687-5990. Around here, you matter.
The chance of bowling a perfect game, 1 in 11,000. The chance of becoming a famous YouTuber, 1 in 135. The chance of cracking the screen of your smartphone, 1 in 6. So, what's the chance of winning the West Virginia lottery? It's zero if you don't play. With prizes ranging into the millions for draw games, instant win scratch-offs, and an app to make it all easier, don't you think it's time to take your chance? You may be a winner.
Trust the climb. West Virginia football is on the rise under Coach Neil Brown.
Ellinger pressure. Stills got him down. He sacked him. Darius Stills sacked Sam Ellinger.
Join us as we do battle against the Big 12 at Mountaineer Field in Milan Pushkar Stadium.
Deshaun Bill has a wide open receiver. The ball is caught into the end zone. Touchdown!
Tickets for the 2020 season are on sale now at WVUGame.com or by calling 1-800-WVUGAME.
Join the climb today.
Listening to the Neil Brown Press Conference Show on MSN, the Mountaineer Sports Network. Today's show has been brought to you by Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration, the official restoration company of the West Virginia University Mountaineers, Farmer Klein and Campbell, West Virginia's injury lawyers, CEC, civil and environmental consultants, hiring West Virginians to do West Virginia's work, CECinc.com. That's CECinc.com. Be sure to log on to WVUSports.com to listen to this program in its entirety on demand. Also, be sure to download the WVU Game Day app, a must-have for West Virginia University fans. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of MSN, the Mountaineers Sports Network.